As a quarterback, I love sports. But sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. Which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
Hey everyone, Novalane here. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's whispering sweet nothings into your ear, pulling you back in even when you know you should be doing something else? Well, you're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into the science behind a phone obsession, understanding the psychology that keeps us glued to those screens. We all love our smartphones, right? They're our lifelines, our entertainment hubs, our pocket-sized connection to the world. But let's be real, sometimes that connection feels more like an addiction. You know that feeling when you can't put your phone down, even for a second? When scrolling through social media turns into hours lost in the digital vortex. That's what we're tackling today, unpacking the reasons behind our phone obsession and how to break free. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we explore this fascinating and sometimes scary world of tech addiction. First, dopamine is the name of the game. Every notification, every like, every comment triggers a release of dopamine, that feel-good chemical that makes us crave more. It's like our brains are wired for instant gratification, and those little pings on our phones deliver it in spades. That's why checking social media feels so good, it's a quick hit of happiness, but just like any drug, it can lead to dependence. Second, apps are designed to be addictive. Seriously, they're built with algorithms that keep us hooked. Endless scrolling, personalized content feeds, and notifications designed to interrupt your workflow, these are all strategies used to keep you coming back for more. It's like being caught in a digital spider web, where the threads of engagement are spun so expertly, you don't even realize you're trapped. Third, fear of missing out, FOMO is a major culprit. We constantly see curated versions of other people's lives on social media, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy and anxiety. The fear that we're missing out on something exciting or important pushes us to stay connected, even when it's not serving us. Remember, what you see online is often a highlight reel. The real world is much more nuanced than that. Fourth, our brains are wired for novelty. We crave new experiences and stimulation, which is why apps with flashing lights, constant updates, and endless content keep us captivated. But this constant need for novelty can lead to a lack of focus and deeper engagement in real-life activities. Ever feel like you're just skimming the surface of life instead of truly experiencing it? Finally, breaking free from phone addiction isn't about demonizing technology, it's about finding balance. We need to reclaim our time and attention and use our phones intentionally rather than letting them control us. It's about being mindful of how much time we spend scrolling, setting boundaries for ourselves, and prioritizing real-world connections and experiences. Think about the last time you were truly present in a conversation without your phone constantly buzzing in your pocket. Remember that feeling? That's what we're striving for, to cultivate a more intentional relationship with our devices and reclaim our lives from the clutches of screen addiction. Let's paint a picture. You're at dinner with friends, catching up after months apart. But instead of truly listening and connecting, you find yourself absent-mindedly scrolling through your phone. You miss jokes, important details about their lives, even a heartfelt toast to friendship because you were too engrossed in the digital world. Does that sound familiar? It happens to the best of us. That's how easily our phones can steal our attention and disrupt meaningful moments. The takeaway here is simple. Our phones are amazing tools, but they shouldn't rule our lives. We need to be conscious of their impact, set healthy boundaries, and remember what truly matters: real connections, authentic experiences, and living in the present moment. So, how can you take control? Remember those 5 key takeaways we discussed. Understand the dopamine rush, recognize the addictive design of apps, combat FOMO, prioritize novelty consciously, and strive for balance. Take a look at your phone usage. Are there specific apps that pull you in like a magnet? Set time limits, use Do Not Disturb mode during important moments, or even try deleting those tempting apps altogether. Every small step counts. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little nudge, leave a review to spread the word, and join the conversation on social media. Let's support each other in breaking free from phone obsession and reclaiming our lives. Until next time, keep your eyes on the prize, real life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.